Love Talk Radio.
For like 15 minutes. So now I'm
Love,
out here.
Welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, the entertainment of the year. And I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody around the world can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it started off about 70 degrees this morning, and it's gotten to a high of about 96 degrees today, and it will end at a low of 55 degrees by the end of today. So that's the weather as we expect it to be right here in Nevada, in the desert in Las Vegas. And that's how we are living in Las Vegas. After all, we are the entertainment capital of the world, and we're getting finished with our hot summer weather, and now we're going into the fall season, and we are in the holiday season, because we are in October, and the end of October, we will have Halloween. It will be candy for everybody. And then, in November, we will be celebrating Thanksgiving, the opportunity to sit down and eat dinner with our family and our friends. And then in December, we will be celebrating Christmas, where everybody will be buying Christmas presents for the family and friends that they can't even afford. But that's how we're going to end the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. And welcome to entertainment, the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. All right. That's the weather report for G-Money's weather report for April 7th. October 7th, 2021. So DJ, Papa D, let's talk some sports. Let's talk baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
What's up, G-Money?
Hey, man. It's a good day to be in Las Vegas. It's not too hot, and it's not too cold. It's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. In fact, the sun is shining, and the sky is bright and blue, and we got a slight wind advisory. But it's very comfortable out here. Yes, I'm sitting in my patio outside on the mansion looking down on the city. It's a beautiful sight. So let's talk baseball. What's going on with the playoffs in the baseball season?
Well, we've had the two wild card games since we last talked. The Boston Red Sox beat the New York Yankees 6-2, so the Boston Red Sox advance in the division finals. And in the National League, the LA Dodgers beat the St. Louis Cardinals, so the Dodgers advance. And so game one of the division series begins today. And in the American League, the Chicago White Sox are playing, they're currently playing the Houston Astros, and the Astros are up 6-0, and it's the bottom of the fifth.
All right. Are the Dodgers playing today?
No, there's only one game in today in the National, and that is not the Dodgers.
So in the National League,
the
Boston Red Sox are playing.
The Boston Red Sox are playing the Tampa Bay Rays, but they're in the American League. So the two games today are the White Sox and the Astros and the Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays, and they're both American League.
Oh, okay. National League games today, huh? All right.
Nope.
All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report for the baseball. So let's talk NFL football.
So, what do you want? Today we're going to do the your picks.
Yeah.
For week five.
And I want to announce to everybody that the football pool I was in, I won. And they said I had 11 games right. And I lost 5 games. So I don't know where they got their records from, because I think I only won 9 games last week. But anyway, I got paid. So let's pick week 5, why don't we? So DJ, Papa D, who's playing tonight? And let me start off picking Thursday night's winner.
So tonight it's the L.A. Rams playing the Seahawks in Seattle, and they're giving the Seahawks 1.5 points. Total points is 54.5.
Okay. Since the Rams are playing Seattle in Seattle, I would normally bet on Seattle to win at home. But the Rams are playing so good that I'm going to take the Los Angeles Rams and the over. You said 55 points. It's going to be L.A. and over 55 points for the win, because I think they'll beat Seattle away. They'll beat them in the away game.
Rams and over. First game on Sunday, the New York Jets are playing the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta, and they're giving the Jets 3.5 points. Total points is 44.
Okay. I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons for the win. And the total will probably be under 44 points. I don't think the Jets in Atlanta is going to score a lot of points. But I'm still going to take the Atlanta Falcons because they'll probably come out of nowhere and win. And the Jets only have one win. Atlanta has two wins. So I'm going to take Atlanta and the over. Oh, wait a minute. Atlanta and the under because it's 44 points. So Atlanta and under 44 points.
All right, Falcons and under. Next up, the Detroit Lions are playing the Vikings in Minnesota, and they're giving the Lions 8 points. Total points, 49.5.
49 points for Atlanta? I mean, for the Vikings and
Detroit.
Detroit.
Lions.
That's going to be a, well, it's going to be a sorry game. They won't score 45 points. But who's going to win that one? That's the question. Minnesota is 1-3, or 1-3. And Detroit is 0-4. So the question is, who's going to win? Whose defense is going to show up? I'm thinking that Detroit's defense will probably show up. So I'm going to take Detroit and the over because I think both of them are going to try to outscore each other. So I'm going to take Detroit and the over. It'll probably be under 45 points. But just in case they get somebody gets happy and scores a couple of extra touchdowns, I think they'll score 45 points. So I'm going to take Detroit and the over for their first win.
Lions and over? Are you sure about that?
Yep, Lions and over.
Okay. Next,
and they're playing in Detroit.
Playing in Minnesota.
Oh! That's right. Well, I'm going to give the Detroit Lions their first win tonight. I think they'll beat Minnesota. So I'm going to take
all
Detroit.
All right, Lions over.
And the over.
Next up, New Orleans Saints playing Washington football team. They're giving Washington 1 point. Total points is 44.5.
All right. I'm going to take Washington and the over because Washington's going to score a lot of points on the Saints. And the Saints will score a lot of points on Washington's defense. But the total, they have to score 40-something points. So I'm going to take Washington and the over because I think they'll both score. And it'll be more than 44 points.
All right, Washington and over. Next up, New England Patriots playing the Texans in Houston. You're giving the Texans 9.5 points. Total points, 39.5.
Yeah, the Texans can take all the points they can get. They still won't beat the New England Patriots. So I'll take the Patriots and the under. They're not going to score 39 points together. So,
all right, it's an under. Patriots and under. Next up, Green Bay Packers are playing since the Bengals in Cincinnati. And they're giving the Bengals 3.5 points. Total points is 49.5.
I'm going to take the Packers and the over. And are they playing that game in Cincinnati? Or is it playing in Green Bay?
Cincinnati.
Okay. Well, I'm still taking the Packers. I just wanted to know how bad the Packers are going to beat Cincinnati. Cincinnati's going to score because they're playing at home, so they got to look good at home. But Aaron Rodgers is on the vengeance tour. He's beating everybody in the way as they go to the AFC championship game. So I'm taking Atlanta in the over. Green Bay and the over.
Packers and over. Next up, the Miami Dolphins are playing the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. And they're giving the Dolphins 10.5. Total points is 48.
Okay. I'm going to take Tampa Bay for the win. And Tom Brady will probably put a whooping on Miami. So Miami may score one touchdown, but Tampa Bay is going to run away with it. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay and the over.
Tampa Bay and over. Next up, the Denver Broncos are playing the Steelers in Pittsburgh, and they're giving the Broncos 1 point. Total points is 40.
Okay. I'm going to take the Denver Broncos for the win, and they're going to beat up on the Pittsburgh Steelers because they got a good defense. They're going to shut Roethlisberger down. So I'm going to take Denver Broncos and the over for the win.
Broncos and over. Next up, the Eagles are playing the Panthers in Carolina. They're giving the Eagles 4 points. Total points is 45.
Okay. I'm going to take the Panthers for the win. And it should be under 45 points. I don't think the Panthers are a big scoring team. And I know the Eagles are having offensive problems. So I don't think they'll score a lot of points either. So I'm going to take the Panthers and under 45 points.
All right, Panthers and under. Next up, the Tennessee Titans are playing the Jaguars in Jacksonville, and they're giving the Jaguars 4 points. Total points, 48.5.
Okay, I'm taking Tennessee and over. They're going to outscore Jacksonville. Jacksonville may not even score, but Tennessee is going to run away with it. So I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans and the over for the win.
Tennessee and over. Next up, Cleveland Browns playing the Chargers in L.A., and they're giving the Browns 1.5 points. Total points, 49.
I feel sorry for my Cleveland Browns. I really had faith that Cleveland was going to do good this year, but I knew they had to run into some tough offenses and some tough defenses. And the Los Angeles Chargers got both good offense and good defense because they just beat up on the Raiders last week. So I'm taking the Chargers for the win. And they're going to be over the total points because Cleveland's going to score. but the Chargers are going to win, and they're going to take, they're going to win with the over. It's going to be like 50 points.
All right. Cleveland and Oakland.
No, Chargers.
Browns.
Chargers and Oakland.
Chargers and Oakland. Okay. Next up, the Chicago Bears are playing the Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas, and they're giving the Bears 4.5 points. Total points is 45.5.
Yeah, the Bears will need all their points, but I'm going to take the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm going to take them with all their glory. They're going to beat up on Chicago something here. So, hey, my doctor said he was going to that game because he's from Chicago. So, I hate to see him get beat up on, but, yeah, Chicago's going to get beat up on by the Las Vegas Raiders. And the Raiders will probably score over the total points.
Raiders and over. Next up, San Francisco 49ers playing the Cardinals in Arizona. They're giving the 49ers 5 points, and total points is 53.
Whoa, that's going to be a shootout. I think the 49ers are going to come out blazing, but I don't think they can beat Arizona because Arizona is still undefeated. So I'm taking Arizona Cardinals all the way to the bank, and they're going to score over the total point. It should be a good game, so it really should be a good game. And Arizona Cardinals are playing the Los Angeles Rams. Is that what you said? Let me make check that. Are they playing
the
49ers?
No, San Francisco 49ers.
49ers. Okay. Yeah, they can beat up on the 49ers. All right. Yep. Arizona Cardinals are going to remain undefeated, and they're going to beat up on the San Francisco 49ers. And they're going to be over the total because that's going to be a high-scoring game. San Diego's going to score, and the Arizona Cardinals are going to score. But I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals for the win.
Cardinals and over?
Yes.
All right, Cardinals and over. Next up, game number 14, the New York Giants are playing the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, and they're giving the Giants 7.5 points. Total points is 51.
Okay, well, I don't think the Giants will score a lot of points, and I think Dallas's defense is going to show up, so they're going to shut the Giants down. And Dallas doesn't have a big power offense. So I'm going to take Dallas Cowboys for the win, but it's going to be under the total value, the total points. You said 51? That's too many points.
Cowboys,
so Cowboys
under. Next up, game number 15. Buffalo Bills are playing the Chiefs in Kansas City, and they're giving the Bills 2.5 points. Total points is 56.5.
Wow, that's a lot of points. But Kansas City hasn't been scoring a lot of points. And I think Buffalo's defense is going to shut Kansas City down. I really would like to say Kansas City's going to win that game, but I think Buffalo is ready to win. I think Buffalo is going to be playing like it's playing in the Super Bowl. Buffalo against Kansas City. and Buffalo will win. And the total points, it'll probably be over 51 points. Because I'm thinking
56.
Buffalo will score 56. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
It'll be over 56 points because Buffalo will score and Kansas City will score. So, yeah, I'm going to take Buffalo Bills to win, and they're going to win with the over. That should be a
Bills
good
and over.
Hopefully Kansas City gets their offense together because their defense has been looking kind of raggedy. All right. Buffalo
and next Monday night, it's the Indianapolis Colts playing the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, and they're giving the Colts 7.5 points. 7 total point is 48.
Okay. I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens for the win, and they're going to score more than 48 points. Because they're playing, you're saying they're playing the Indianapolis Colts?
Yep. In Baltimore.
Yeah, they're playing in Baltimore?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So this is the first round. Okay. So Baltimore's going to beat up on the Colts real bad at home. And it's going to be over 55 points. Because Indianapolis ain't going to score that many points. Baltimore's defense is going to shut Indy down. And Larry Jackson is going to go to work on Indianapolis. So they played good last week, the Baltimore Ravens, and they won. But I didn't want them to beat up on my Cleveland Browns, but they did. So, but now they're going to beat up on the Indianapolis Colts, and they're going to win with the over. The Baltimore Ravens and the over for Monday Night Football. And that's it for G Money Sports Report on today, October 7th, 2021. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
Woke up one morning out some bomb ass cock. My dick kinda limp, so I cruise around the block. Call my cousin Snoop as I swoop in the coop. Stop by my homie Blue House to puff on the loop. See my little homie Style, who I ain't seen in a while. Damn, they gon' floatin' on cloud 1-9. Liquor store, so I grab some mixed gin and juice. Got a quarter pound of buzz, so I'm fucked up too. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, bail back in the crib. Because I'm all in, conversated, then I dug that hoe out. I fixed me some food and bone the hell out. 2 a.m. on the jizz out, I pause and I stizz out. I reminisce on that ass that I riz out. Now I'm high as a kite, yeah, and I'm feeling alright. 4 a.m. as I stroll back to my crib. He was with my woman and my newborn kid.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. We do this every day about the same time.
Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yes, I'm talking to everybody all around the world. This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story radio show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2021. So welcome, everybody, all of you, to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for you to sit down, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I tell you a real interesting story about an event in my life. So sit back and relax and enjoy as I tell you the story that will entertain you and blow your mind. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for my listening audience today. And we'll be back for more of the show after the story.
my story. So that's the only fights I saw at Sarah High School. But we were all boys high school. So, you know, sometimes they had disagreements and they had to settle it like that. You know, we had to fight about it. But I was always working out, taking care of my health. And, you know, I was studying my martial arts because I'm a martial artist. So I was studying my skills. And I didn't have any fights all through high school, all through college. I didn't have any fights until I moved to Vegas. And then I had a girlfriend in Las Vegas that used to tell everybody, Gregory don't fight. He talks his way out of everything. He don't fight, tries to negotiate with everybody. He doesn't fight at all. So I've never seen him fight. I've never even seen him get mad. And I would say, of course not. I ain't got no reason to be mad at people because they're not mad at me. They're not hurting me, so I'm cool. But I did start doing something was experimental. You know, I started smoking dope when I came to Las Vegas. I was here for about 3 years, and then I ended up being homeless in Las Vegas. So I was hanging out with some people that were doing a lot of the wrong stuff. And I was hanging out with them, and we were smoking dope. And I was smoking crack. That's right. I said I was smoking crack, which is nothing but cocaine mixed with baking soda. That's all crack was. Now, some people mixed it with some other stuff, but that made it real crazy to smoke that. But I didn't smoke any of that stuff. I was just smoking crack, just baking soda and cocaine. That was it. We put a little cocaine, powdered cocaine, in a pot and put some baking soda in it and stir it up with some water and heat it up. And when the water cooked out, it would leave a hard piece of crack. It would be cocaine that would be hard like a rock. And so that's when we cut it up, and you have rock cocaine, which was called crack. And so I was smoking a little of it. Somebody had introduced it to me, and I thought I'd try it because I can't talk about nobody doing nothing if I didn't know about it personally. So that was my philosophy. So I had tried it, and I was smoking a little cocaine. I was smoking crack. And I tried some powder, but the powder really didn't do nothing for me. So when I smoked that cocaine, that crack, it was like smoking weed, except it hit you real tough. It hit you real hard, and it made your heart beat real fast. And I was like, wow, this shit is strong. And I was going, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. Because that's what it does. It makes your heart beat real fast. And if your heart isn't strong, you end up having a heart attack. A lot of people die from smoking crack because they say crack kills. And I was not trying to be one of them because I wouldn't know how to explain it to my mom and my dad that I was smoking crack and I died. That would be awful. I wouldn't know how to explain that. So anyway, when I came to Vegas and I ended up on the street, living on the street in Vegas, I had a few dealers that I had a run-in with. Like one guy, I went to his house to buy some dope from his house. Now, I had bought dope from him before, and we were friends. In fact, in Christmas time, I bought $100 worth of dope from him so he could buy presents for his daughter and his son, his little kids. He needed money to buy them Christmas presents. So I bought him the Christmas presents. And that was the best I could do for him. You know, I bought the dope, put it in my pocket, but I gave him $100. So he could buy Christmas presents for his kids. So I was cool with him. And then one day I went to his house, and he had moved from upstairs in the balcony apartment. He had moved downstairs to the apartment my girlfriend used to live in. My girlfriend lived in a downstairs apartment in the same apartment complex with three or four younger kids, because my girlfriend was like 35, 40 years old. And she was living with these kids that were like 21, 22 years old. So she was like their mama. You know, she'd come in and she'd cook dinner for them, and, you know, they would go in the back and smoke their weed or whatever. And she wasn't doing anything. But the house that they lived in, the apartment they lived in, they moved out, and the girl was a Mexican girl, and her parents came and got her and took her back to Mexico. So she had two black guys that lived in the apartment with her, and one of them was her boyfriend, and I thought they were going to take him back with them, but they didn't. So he was living in the house still, but nobody was paying the rent. So they ended up having to move out, and I took my girlfriend out of the house with me. So she came to stay with me. Anyway, I went to the house. Somebody told me there was a guy at the house that was selling dope. And so I went and knocked on the window on the back, and nobody came to the window. So I looked in through the drapes, and I saw somebody walking around in the living room. So I knocked on the door again, on the window, and nobody answered the door. So I went around to the front door and knocked on the door. And the dude came out, and it was my buddy from upstairs, but he was living in this apartment. And I don't think he was in there because he was paying rent. You know what I mean? I think he was just squatting in that apartment because my girlfriend and her friends had moved out of that very apartment. And so he moved in and was living in that apartment rent-free. He thought he was going to stay in there without paying any rent. And that's the way he thought he was going to do it. But somebody told me, that he was living in there and he was still selling dope out of that apartment. So I went and knocked on the door. And he came to the front door and he was all mad, because he thought I exposed him. Like, I told everybody he was in that house and he wasn't paying rent. I didn't say nothing to nobody. Somebody came to me and told me he was in the room. So I just said, hey, man, I'm coming to spend some money with you. I want to buy some dope. And he said, no, I ain't got no dope. Get away from here. And I was like, all right, dude, I'm leaving. And he was like, I need to kick your butt because you came knocking at the door and you done exposed me. And I said, man, I ain't told nobody you were here. So if you're here and you ain't supposed to be, it ain't my fault. Somebody else knows you're here, too. And he got mad. He was like, I'm coming out there and I'm going to kick your butt. So we started dancing around, you know, and I'm talking to him. I'm telling him, man, look, I don't want to fight with you. I just wanted to buy some dope. And if you ain't got no dope, then I'm going to leave, because I can go someplace else and buy my dope. I know other dope dealers. So you ain't the only one. So he was like, no, I'm going to kick your butt, G. I'm going to kick your butt. And I'm like, man, look, I don't want to fight with you. I got my girlfriend with me, and I don't want to be out here fighting with you in front of her, because you ain't going to embarrass me in front of her. I'm going to have to kick your ass. If you go mess with me, I'm going to have to hurt you. So just let me go. And he ran up on me, and I tried to block some punches. And then he grabbed my hoodie. I had a jacket with a hood on it. He grabbed my hoodie and pulled the hoodie down over my head. And I was like, what? Well, I'll tell you the story in a minute. I come out, And I said, baby, I didn't really want to fight with him because he was a buddy of mine. And, you know, I helped him buy Christmas presents for his kids last Christmas. So I wasn't interested in fighting with him, especially not over no dope. I don't want to fight over no dope. So we walked off.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Somebody dropped a dime. They got a contract out on you.
Community relations program, you know, get to know your neighborhood better, take a nigger to lunch week, you know, things like that.
Now we can settle this like you got some class, so we can get into some gangster shit.
Guys, he was put on a cross, and he died on Calvary, and he rose again to let the world know that there's life after death, and you can live in eternity. Miraculously, you can live in harmony. You can live in the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. I'm a child of God, and I'm a member of God's holy family. I'm a child of God in God's royal family. I've been all over the world spreading the good news that Jesus Christ died on the cross on Calvary. He died to save us with the blood of Christ. He saved us for our sins. And he just died. And 3 days he rose again on Easter Sunday. He let the world know that there's life after death if you believe in him. You can live in harmony in heaven in the royal family. You can go to the kingdom of God and live with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in harmony. Miraculously in harmony. I'm a child of God in God's royal in harmony. In his royal family, I want to live in harmony. In God's royal family, Jesus Christ will come back again, and he will get his followers, the people that believe in him. He'll come back and take them with him to heaven so they can live in harmony eternally in unity. I'm a child of God in God's harmony, in His unity, for your family. I've been all over the world, spreading the good news that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and in 3 days He rose again, and He rose on Easter Sunday. He rose to let the world know that there's life after death if you believe in Him. Miraculously, you can live in harmony. You can live in the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. I'm a child of God, and I'm a member of God's holy family. I believe in Jesus Christ, who died for me. His blood washed away my sin. Now I'm living in miraculously. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, eternally, eternity, He blessed me, miraculously, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Miraculously, you can live in harmony. You can live in the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. I'm a child of God, and I'm a member of God's holy family. You can live forever in eternity. Eternally. Everlastingly. It's been 40 days. And that's when Jesus rode into Nazareth on the donkey, and the Jews didn't like it because he had done some miracles. He had made the blind see, made the lame walk, rose the dead. Yeah, he had turned water into wine, had fed over 2,000 people with just 3 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Yes, he has done his showing that his Father is great and almighty. And he baptized John the Baptist, and John the Baptist baptized him, and the word went out that Jesus Christ has come to the earth to die for our sins. Watch out, people, as the time is getting close. He's coming back to get those that believe.
Let me tell you something now. You listen to me, and you listen to me closely. I don't give a shit about what happened to you. Now, I want you to get yourself together and get back out there and get me my money. Now, I don't care how long it takes you. You get out there and get it.
This this is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can listen to the activity I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, to my friends and followers that are listening to today's radio show. Today is Thursday, and it's time for the $50 cash giveaway game that we play on my radio show. So if you're a fan club member, you need to listen very carefully because you have a chance to win $50 cash money today, just like that. All you got to do is call into the radio station and be the 22nd caller. That's right. You'll be lucky 22, and you'll win $50 cash prize. Now, today's contest, DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from a song, and you have to call into the radio station and tell us the name of the song that he played the clip from. And if you're the 22nd caller, you can win $50 cash money, just like that. All you got to do is be the 22nd caller and tell us the name of the song that DJ Papa D is playing the clip from. Okay, DJ Papa D, play the clip from the song so that the listening audience can. All right, that's the clip. So you have 5 minutes to call into the radio station and tell us the name of that song. It's a good song. Everybody should know that song. So you should be able to call in and tell us the name of that song. So be caller number 22. So everybody call in until we get 22 callers. And the 22nd caller, if he tells us the name of that song, he can win, or she can win, $50 cash prize. So you got 5 minutes. So DJ Papa D, play the clip from the song one more time,
and then we'll take a break, and we'll be back to award the winner of the $50 cash giveaway. We got 5 minutes, listening audience, to call in and be the 22nd caller to call in and name that song. All right, DJ Papa D, play another one of my songs while we're waiting for the 5 minutes for the audience to call in. Play Superman. G Money. Superman. I like that song. Yeah. G Money. Superman. G Money. Superman.
Put it down.
yourself, girl. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm G Money. Put it down, girl. This is me. I'm in the house. Yeah. Watch out, world. Yeah.
Caught his wife in bed with another man. And he walked in and he said, hey, what the hell's going on in here? And the wife looked at the man that she was in bed with and she said, see, I told you my husband was stupid. Album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin. For your net worth and pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so that you can listen to all the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to see if we had a 20-second caller to call in and gain the $50 cash prize by telling us the name of the song that DJ Papa played for the listening audience. Well, I'm checking. Nope, it doesn't look like we got a winner today. We got callers up to caller 17, but you got to call up to 22 to win the prize. So, people, you got to call all the way to 22. You can't stop short and think you're going to win the prize. It doesn't work like that. You got to call all the way to the number I say, and then you got to answer the question in order to get the prize. So we didn't get a prize today. We didn't get a winner, so I'll put the prize back in my safe until Monday's radio show. And I'll pull it out to give it away on Monday when we're looking for the name of a movie on Monday. But until then, I want to say, well, better luck next week, as we'll have a $50 cash prize to give away next week also. So, the clock on the wall looks like it says that's all. But before we go, we want to play the song for your listening pleasure. It's Cisco Kid Was a Friend of Mine. That's the name of the song. And it's by the guitar player.
The name of the group. The name of the group is War.
Oh, the name of the group is War. So,
right.
Oh, but the song is Cisco Kid Was a Friend of Mine.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm thinking it's, who's the guitar player that sings those songs? He has a band named after him. What's his name?
You thinking of Santana?
Carlos Santana. Yep, that's who I was thinking about. But this is War, huh? Yeah, that's an all-black band. War singing Cisco Kid Was a Friend
actually,
of Mine.
Actually, it was not an all-black band. They were a band out of L.A., but they had a harmonica player named Lee Oscar, who was white, Dutch. And then they had another guy who was with War, who actually started the band. He was from Great Britain, and he used to be with another band called The Animals. And then he left The Animals, and he started War. Went to L.A., and he started War. So there are a lot of folks. It was a pretty diverse band. But they had that, like, L.A. They had that L.A. Chicano sound, though.
Yeah, they had that Santana sound, which was making Spanish music sound real good, and everybody was getting the Latin soul beat. So, yeah. All right. Frisco Kid was a friend of mine. That was the name of the song, and it's by War. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen to Frisco Kid was a friend of mine. Frisco Kid was a friend of mine. Play that song, DJ. All right. Crystal D was a friend of mine. Yep, that's the song that was the $50 cash song for today. Unfortunately, we didn't get anybody to call in and claim the song, so they missed out on the money. So I'll put the money away until Monday, and we'll try it again on Monday. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. Let me thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody can follow along with what I'm putting down. My jokes, my stories, my music, oh, for your listening entertainment. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my studio engineer, helping us out with the sports report and with the music and with my story. I'm so grateful to my brothers for being there because it's a family affair. Yes, we do it as a family. All right, well, before we go, I guess I wanted to say happy birthday to some of my fans and my friends on my Facebook page. So, DJ Papa D, do we have any fans or do I have any friends that are celebrating their birthday today on October 7th?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you do. You have quite a few birthdays on Facebook. Melissa Gant has a birthday today. She's 54 years old. Nichelle Williams, A. Zeta, has a birthday today.
Hello, D-Pot.
Marquita Lilly has a birthday today. Marquita is a Zeta also.
All right, D-Pot. B.
LaVon McDowell has a birthday today. LaVon is 46 years old. LaVon is a Delta.
DST. She got a Sigma on her heart. Go Delta. Go girl.
Next up is J. Brandis Presley. And J. Brandis Presley is a Sigma Gamma Rho.
Sounds like a girl's name. Yeah, go ahead, Sigma Gamma Rho. You got a Sigma on your heart, don't you know? All right.
Christopher Suggs is 48 years old. Christopher is a Q. Martha Riley has a birthday today. Martha is 49 years old. LaSonia McGregor has a birthday today. S.G. Rowe. Earl Bordine is 31 years old today. Happy birthday, Earl. Essex Miskell has a birthday today. Richard Coleman, another S.G. Rowe, has a birthday today. Angela Michelle Knox, happy birthday, Angela. Happy birthday, Robert Brown, 74 years young today. Allison Spencer, happy birthday, Allison. Cicely Breland, Zeta, happy birthday, Cicely.
Go, girl.
Juanetta Baker has a birthday today. Juanetta is a, another Zeta.
All right, D5Z. Sisters in the house. Don't you know? Zeta
Ronnie Tucker is 40 years old today. Ronnie Tucker is a Sigma. Glenn Allen. has a birthday. Happy birthday. Last but not least, Tyrone West, Sigma, has a birthday. Happy birthday, Tyrone West, and to everyone else on October 7th, 2021.
Go, my frat. All right. Happy birthday to all my sorority sisters and my fraternity brothers and all my Greek family and everybody else that follows G-Money on the radio and is a member of my fan club or my friend on Facebook. Yes, we are a family. We are family. I'm talking about all my sisters and brothers with me. Yes, happy birthday. Happy birthday to all of you on your special day today. This is October 7th, 2021. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear people, fraternities and sororities and friends and fans of G-Money Radio Show. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. You like that remix? Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Yes, get the new album by G-Money, The Pimp Come, and you'll hear the voice that you will celebrate you all the days and all the nights of your life. Now, for all of my special stores and my frats, I want to say happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one too. Hey, boy, I love birthdays. Happy birthday. Make sure you get some when you get home. You know, you tell that special someone that today is your birthday, it's your day. So it's your day to get some special treatment, you know. I mean, some cake or some ice cream or, you know, some pie or some cookies or some candy or something, you know, something. Yeah, it's your birthday. You get some special treat because today is your day. So happy birthday to you and many, many, many more. Happy birthday. And I'll see you on Monday. I'm out of here. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Wear a mask. Make sure you get your test, your shot, your virus, and your flu shot. And make sure you wear your mask and stay, have your social distancing from people when you're walking in crowds, and make sure you wash your hands at every opportunity, because you got to stay well, and we're going to get rid of this virus, so we're going to pray about it. DJ Papa D, play my song for us to pray about it, and I'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend, people. Watch the football game tonight. It should be interesting. And we'll be back for Monday night football next Monday. And we're going to enjoy the football games this weekend. And watch the baseball. The Los Angeles Dodgers are going to be playing the Giants. So that should be a good game. I'm expecting the Dodgers to win the World Series. So they're going to win in the National League, and they will be playing for the World Series in a couple of weeks. So stay tuned to American and National League Baseball, because it's getting exciting. It's down to the final teams and the games that we all know. So, DJ Papa D, play my prayer as we pray for this virus to leave our vicinity and leave the planet so that we can have people living free from the virus. God loves you, and I love you too. Good night, y'all.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces
and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.